out on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Come, gonna take a stand, spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my freedom, God's only Son, don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second hour of Your Defending Fathers. Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network on this absolutely terrific Tuesday, January 6, 2026 edition. Joining us on the line every Tuesday is Ian Murphy. He's the owner of the Iron Pig Smokehouses over in Gaylord. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Trucker Randy.
Hey, I was speaking with Carla Wagner last night as she was going into a public meeting down in Blandon Township, I believe Ottawa County area. And one of the things that they were discussing, and I found this to be very interesting, was they were taking public comment, but they were not allowing the public to speak about old agenda items. They limited their freedom of speech to just talking about the new agenda, but not old business. And I'm like, okay, so what is this new plant, lithium battery storage plant, that they're looking at doing? Is it new business or old business? And she said, well, according to their printed advanced noticed agenda, it's under old business. And I said, well, have you talked to Ian Murphy and Dave Delaney about this? And she said, yes, they were looking at some other cases there in the Ottawa-Kent County area, but not necessarily lithium battery storage plants. What makes that different than some of these other cases that you guys and Dave Delaney's been working on?
To be honest, there really is no difference. So Public Act 233 covers BESS, battery energy storage systems, solar facilities, and wind energy generating facilities, mainly those three. It does not include AI data centers or anything like that, but it does include battery storage. So there really is no difference other than one is a storage facility, energy storage facility, and the other is an energy generating facility, right? So they serve a different function, but they are cited under Public Act 233, which everybody knows that listens to your show knows that the Michigan Public Service Commission can basically overrule the local townships and cite these things. So there really is no difference other than one is a energy storage facility, the other is an energy generating facility.
Now, the biggest reasons that she was pointing out was in the event of fire, that this is a huge fire risk. It takes huge amount of water to try to put these fires out. And the potential for leaking lithium into the underground water aquifers as a result of any type of malfunction in the production process of the storage facility. Is that basically your position, your opinion on this lithium battery storage plant. Is that what your biggest fears are as well?
Yeah, for the most part. And that's what I've seen other communities' biggest concerns are, is the potential for any of those storage. You know, if you think of them essentially like railroad train cars, right? I mean, that's essentially what these are, is big metal boxes that the majority of the time they bury in the ground. We've always got to be concerned about those elements leaking out, the lithium, all the, I mean, there's a ton of different heavy chemicals that come in these battery storage facilities. So there is the potential for these things to break open, and of course the fires. So there is a lot to be concerned about with these battery storage facilities, for sure.
Absolutely. Okay, very good. I wanted clarification on that. We're going to take a short break, continue with Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouses in Gaylord. We'll be right back.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Gaylord. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens in Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicki and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
Everybody remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment, staying through the break, is Ian Murphy. So, Ian, based on Public Act 233, you would probably advise Carla and the folks down there in Blandon Township to just go ahead and have their local zoning board, planning commission, whatever, approve the permit and then be able to use your tactic of tying them up in local court. Is that an accurate statement?
Correct. Yeah. Anytime you come into any of these things that are governed by 233, that is what we are recommending. Now, of course, there are a couple of cases in the state that are challenging 233 as well as some other cases. You know, so there's a lot of ongoing litigation around 233, but that is pretty much what we're telling everybody right now, is to pass it locally so you can challenge it locally. Otherwise, the Michigan Public Service Commission can do whatever the heck they want. And if people don't know, that's a three-person panel appointed by the governor. And we all know what the governor's agenda is moving into 2025, 2030, is obviously 100% renewables, which is just not going to happen. It's not going to happen. It's a pipe dream that's just ridiculous. But I do encourage people to look a little bit more into the battery storage systems versus solar facilities and the wind facilities. I'm not as bullish on the solar and wind as I might be potentially on battery storage. I think they're getting better with these battery storage facilities, but I still encourage everybody to look into these things. I know there's one proposed here in Gaylord on the other side of town with another development. I think you know about this development.
Yep.
So I'm looking, and I've been asked by the developer to look at all the negative sides of a battery storage facility in our community. I kind of like the area where they're proposing it here in Gaylord, but I completely understand why people have issues with these things. And like I said, I do too. You know, the biggest things are the fire and the contaminants leaking out of any of these pods that they have. So
yeah,
there's good reason to be skeptical for sure.
Cliff Tolini, our county commissioner over in Presque Isle County, chairman of the board. Can you explain, because this is total nonsense, why is AI data centers being appealed to the Michigan Public Service Commission when they have absolutely zero to do with renewable energy? That is data storage, yeah. AI data. What the heck is, why is that under the preview of the Michigan Public Service Commission?
Yeah, in my opinion, it shouldn't necessarily, but I think the reason why it is, or they're appealing to the MPSC, is because the amount of energy that is required to run these data centers, right? So there's really two aspects to look, I mean, three really, the labor aspect, but water consumption is one thing, and I think they're getting better with the water consumption. They still take a ton of water, but they're getting better at retaining that water and reusing that same water. Doesn't mean that it's necessarily good, but if you're going to have the water conversation, you've got to understand that they use the same amount of water as a golf course. And there's 30 golf courses within 30 miles of Gaylord right here. So having that water conversation is kind of moot up here because, let's be honest, we're polluting our groundwater with these golf courses. And I come from the golf industry. I'm not trying to bash the golf industry, but we have to be realistic when we're having these conversations. I would much rather have a golf course than an AI data center. I'm just saying you kind of have to play devil's advocate a little bit on these things and understand that they do use a ton of water, but I think why MPSC is looking, has overview, is because they do require so much electricity up front.
Right, the electric grid component. Okay, well, one of the things, you know, I heat and air condition our home in the studio here with a well-connect geothermal unit. Every drop of water that comes out of the ground at 52 degrees gets run through this machine, but then it directly goes right back out. It doesn't, it's not used by the machine. It runs through the machine. They capture the coolness of that water, you know, in the air conditioning time in the summer, but they also steal the kinetic energy from that water and hyperboil it and to heat the property. But every drop goes right back down into the underground water aquifer. Why can't these plants use that type of cooling system, where they just basically recycle it right back into the ground?
Yeah, I think there's a couple of different ways. And again, you know, the technology is moving at light speed. And I think the way that you're talking, I think, is the preferred way that they would like to do things. But I think, again, there's an oversight issue. And again, there is the possibility for contamination throughout these vast data systems, right? So even if they are an enclosed loop like you're talking about, there right. is still somewhere along the line the potentiality for that to happen. And when we're talking about these underwater aquifers, you contaminate any one of those and it can spread, you know, quite quickly. As we see with a lot of the PFAS contamination, you know, just around Tampa Railing and some of these other things, that's my thing too, is we got to be really careful about trying to use our natural resources when we're not even cleaning up the messes that our state and our federal government have created in this state. I mean, Flint is still an issue ongoing. Grayling in the PFAS is an issue. Alpena has a PFAS issue over there, the old air base there. I mean, it just, to me, it seems a little bit like putting the cart before the horse. But these are companies that have a lot of money that are incentivizing a lot of these politicians. And again, this is why I don't like the Michigan Public Service Commission being a three-person appointed panel that are raising. They've done nothing but approve rate hikes, more rate hikes.
Yeah.
So I just don't think that these people have our best interests at heart.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, one of the things that I want to shift gears on and talk about specifically, the Iron Pig. With all the snow that we're getting, their forecast is looking good for more snow yet here this month of January. The snowmobile trails, for folks listening downstate, make sure you understand that there's a great trail system right that runs right through Gaylord in the backyard of the south location, the pavilion there. Ian, where is the, I guess, the starting head, trailhead? On that trail, is it way down in Grayling somewhere? I forget where the actual trailhead begins that comes behind the Iron Pig south location.
There's a few. There's one in Waters, and there's one right in downtown Gaylord. Oddly enough, I'm literally staring at it out the front windows of the Iron Pig downtown right now. So there's a trailhead on Main Street, M32, and then I believe the other one is down in Waters. There's a few of them. But that trail number 7 is the one that runs right along Otsego Lake and right across the street from our number 2 Iron Pig there.
Yeah, absolutely. Great trails, and I know the groomers, they've made some investments in trying to get better groomers out there where they try to keep the trails groomed. Are they doing a better job this year, does it appear?
Yeah, it does. And I got to tell you, we've got an amazing, I mean, these crews are all volunteer, right? So we got snowmobile clubs all up and down the trails, and they each take a section. And for an all volunteer crew and donations, I got to tell you, these people, a lot of them hang out at the Iron Pig there on L 27. And I got to tell you, they're just good people, but the trails have been in really good conditions. I mean, we got rain a couple of weeks ago. And then we just got pounded on another 6 or 7 inches the night before last.
Yeah.
And they're just awesome. They're looking great. Honestly, midweek is some of the best time to be riding.
Oh, absolutely. You know, when we had our sleds, we would take off from work and definitely try to come up like Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and then get out of there before the weekend. And sometimes, Ian, depending on where we're at, the UP, whatever, we were the only sleds out there. I mean, you can literally during the day have the trails almost to yourself.
Yeah, and that seems how it kind of is during the week. You know, so many people are used to coming up, taking the weekends off. But midweek is great. It's kind of like the golf season. Golf rates are cheap middle of the week. Hotel rates are cheap middle of the week. So we find a lot of people that are coming up midweek, taking time off, getting the trails to themselves. Stopping by, having breakfast, lunch, or dinner. I mean, it's awesome. We're blessed with another good winter season. Looks like it's going to be staying that way.
Yeah.
And we've got a huge ice fishing tournament this weekend, Veterans Ice Fishing Tournament. We've got live music under the pavilion Saturday night. Food truck will be open in the backyard. Fire pits will be rolling. Absolutely 100% free.
Fantastic, fantastic. And one of the other things that people don't understand, the outdoor pavilion, explain that to people so that they understand it's somewhat enclosed with the roof and the panels that you put up. Basically, like you say, with the fire pits and different heat that you have there, actually quite pleasant under the pavilion.
It is pretty nice. So, I mean, when they built the place, they angled it just right, so it mainly blocks a lot of the wind. It still gets a little windy, but what's actually going to be interesting this weekend, we're going to try putting some sides up for the first time ever. We've had a few outdoor events there, but we're going to try putting some sides on to see if we can even get it a little bit more warmer and everything. Maybe one of these days we'll put an ice skating rink out there. We've got so many different possibilities with that pavilion, and it just sits right next to the restaurant. So you can literally get a drink inside, put your jacket on, go walk outside, listen to the band, stand around the fire pits, grab a pulled pork sandwich out of the food truck. So, I mean, this weekend is going to be really the first weekend that we're going to be able to see that whole pavilion and backyard fire pits and everything. The winter operation is going to be in full swing out there. So it's going to be a lot of fun. The bar is going to be out there. I mean, the Outlaw Ways is going to be playing. If anybody knows them, they're an awesome band. Come on out. Like I said, it's absolutely free from 4 o'clock on. Again, it's a veterans ice fishing tournament. I think they're even still taking some signups for that. Free ice fishing tournament right there in Otsego Lake. So, I mean, just a ton of stuff going on.
Excellent. And that, again, is Saturday, not Friday. That's Saturday night.
So that's Saturday night. So all day Saturday is the fishing tournament. Starts early, early, like 6 a.m. Saturday morning with breakfast at the Pig. They head out on the ice, go ice fishing, and I think weigh in is around 4 o'clock. And then all the festivities kick off with the band. The food truck will be open. We'll have chili out there. There'll be a buffet, all kinds of stuff. So if you have nothing to do, come on over.
Yeah, that's sounds good. I might talk to Miss Vicky and come over and listen to the band. What is the name of that group again? What type of music genre do they play?
So they play a little bit of everything, but the Outlaw Ways is their name. We have not had them yet before. They have played up in Gaylord before, but I'm told these guys are tremendously talented. The veterans organization is MyOFO, and what they actually do is this organization's main mission is to get disabled veterans out hunting and fishing. They collect money to get these disabled veterans track chairs.
Oh, yeah.
It's incredible what these guys do. They get them out, these all-terrain, basically wheelchairs, so they can go out and hunt, bow hunt, fishing. I mean, it's incredible what these guys do.
True, cool. And they are going to be part of the event Saturday night with the band. Some of those folks will be there as well.
All the proceeds from the fishing tournament go to this veterans organization. Yep.
Gotcha. Yeah, I'd love to talk to them and maybe, you know, have them on the show to promote their fundraising and different events that they do. Last question, I got a text message. Looking forward for the January, February, is there any calendar events they want? They have family coming up from downstate, and they're trying to plan different weekends or things for people to come up and do. Do you have anything else besides what's happening this Saturday there at the Iron Pig?
We don't have anything on the schedule just yet, but what you got to watch out for is Martin Luther King weekends and President's Weekend. We're always doing stuff those weekends for sure.
Okay, very good. Good. You guys can go to the website. That's the best place to go, ironpigsmoke.com, ironpigsmoke.com. Any of the events and different things pop up on there all the time. Ian updates the website on a regular basis, and you can also see their locations, their address, put it right into your Google Maps and take advantage, especially that South Pavilion. Come check it out this Saturday. Sounds like a great time. We might see you there, Ian.
Thanks, buddy. I appreciate you as always.
Okay, man. Have a good day.
Thank
Finally,
you.
Our news break of hour number 2. We'll be right back.